And then, second of this second group of three Gauravas, there's Appamada. This too is an object of Gaurava, respect, honour, veneration, even worship. Appamada means non-heedlessness. That is to say, it means mindfulness, or awareness. It's a very important quality indeed in Buddhism, as I think everybody knows. It constitutes the subject of the famous second chapter of the Dhammapada, which is devoted to it. But why should appamada, non-heedlessness, awareness, mindfulness, why should it be regarded as an object of respect? This is a very interesting question. And the answer is, in a way, very simple. We should respect those spiritual qualities which we are trying to develop. We shouldn't think lightly of them. If we think lightly of them, if we don't really respect them, we won't succeed in developing them. In other words, we should respect our own spiritual practice, whether that practice be of mindfulness or any other spiritual quality that we're trying to develop. But why, one might further inquire, is only mindfulness mentioned in this particular connection? And it is only mindfulness that is mentioned, no doubt, because mindfulness plays a really crucial role in the spiritual life and development of the individual.